over here we have the Waldron Center, we have Assembly Hall, we have a beautiful traditional home from San Juan Laguna. We have the tienda and the woman making and selling tortillas in the front.
Art teacher Sarah Irvine is giving me a tour of the landmarks featured in the mural that came out of the collaboration between the American and Guatemalan students. It graces the back of a building along the new multi-use trail that winds through downtown Bloomington.
So as we move on down, we have the Lilly Library. We have a church. We have Ati Ala, which is the new indigenous-run organization that's supporting ecotourism throughout Guatemala.
Irvine, who teaches in Bloomington, knows the Guatemalan landmarks pretty well. She and fellow Art Across the Americas co-director Gracia Valiant brought a group of American students to the Mayan village of San Juan La Laguna in the summer of 2008.
Then we have the mural that the students painted last year with the community members.
So just to make things clear, you have landmarks that are in San Juan La Laguna right next to landmarks that are in Bloomington on the same street.
Yes,
so it's a bit of magical realism.
I always hope that kids bring that to life and everything. I really try to stand back and let them direct what it is that they want to create. And they really wanted it to be a true blending of the two communities. And there not be any kind of true delineation of architecture or transportation. They wanted it all together and the road sort of linking everything. And that literally going to San Juan La Laguna or Bloomington was just a drive away. Or you could hop in the canoe and get there.
It's clear that the international collaboration that has brought two worlds closer together has its root in the one-on-one relationships that it has forged. Lucia, one of the younger Bloomington muralists, explains.
I like painting with the Guatemalans because I made really fast friends with them, because I can speak Spanish to them, because I speak both of them. And so I like playing with them and painting with them. And I think we're both learning lots of things.
I think it's just amazing to see two very different cultures come together in a way like this.
Student Hillary Walsh was on a scaffolding 8 feet above the ground painting some details.
We're not all able to communicate perfectly, but it doesn't matter because we all can laugh and play games together, even if we don't understand each other perfectly all the time.
An interpreter helped me get acquainted with one of the young painters from Guatemala.
Yo me llamo Juan Carlos Pérez Talé.
Juan Carlos showed off some of his brand new English.
Thank you. Sí. Welcome. Sí. Yes. Sí.
I asked Juan Carlos about his impressions of this American city.
Hay más seguridad.
Bloomington is safer?
Bloomington resident Lilian Marquez served as interpreter.
If you leave something lying around in San Juan, it will get stolen. And here we've left everything, and everything's here.
Juan Carlos comes away from the Art Across the Americas project with big dreams of his own. I asked him what his future plans are.
Pintar los pirámides de Guatemala. Quiero ser un pintor.
Quiero ser un pintor.
Sí.
He wants to be a painter. He wants to paint the pyramids, the Guatemalan pyramids.
For a different visiting student, it's the initiation into American culture that seems to have made a big impression. Little Lucia helps me speak with her Guatemalan friend.
¿Qué quieres ser cuando creces? Dice.
Venir acá y conocer más las cosas importantes.
She wants to come back here when she grows up and meet more people.
Bloomington high schooler Jessica Flanagan reflected on the larger impact of the experience on her own path.
It's made me want to do more projects like this and to do more art-based projects, which wasn't something that I would have thought about before this project. I don't usually consider myself an artist, but through this project, I'm definitely more inclined to say that I'm artistic and would love to do more art projects somewhere else or work with kids in a not necessarily conventional way in different countries. So,
after 2 weeks painting in the July sun, the students put the finishing touches on the mural. In the process, passersby have added their own imprimaturs to the piece, quite literally, by sticking a thumb in paint and pressing it into the mural's yellow border, then making personal embellishments around their thumbprint. The result is a menagerie of characters representing the community.
We have pole vaulters, musicians, and runners, and bugs and horses and dragons and bats and all sorts of wonderful critters and creatures and people of all shapes, sizes, and colors.
The paint has dried, and the mural sections, many of which have been painted at ground level, are mounted on the side of the building, awaiting a polyurethane coating for protection. The result is spectacular, an enormous oval-shaped landscape whose exuberantly painted renditions of beloved landmarks a continent apart are connected by winding roads and waterways. From a purely formal standpoint, one would have to admit that the design is strong, the colors well-distributed, and the drawing full of whimsy. Considering the 2-year international collaboration among some very energetic and open-minded young people that lies at the heart of the project, however, the whole is definitely far more than the sum of the parts. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.
What else do you see?
Helicopter. And an airplane.
Very good. What else do you see?